1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back, folks, to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub. There's one in Beverly and there's one in Bridgeport here in Chicagoland.
Yeah, right.
Fox's Beverly Pizza, best thin crust on the south side of Chicago.
Yep.
Flood Brothers Disposal. You have garbage issues in Chicago, you call them. They get rid of it for you.
That's right.
My name is Patty Houlihan.
Oh, you're forgetting somebody.
Guinness Irish Stout.
No.
Oh, no, the firemen are moving on for a moment.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're taking a break.
Okay.
We'll give them a shout-out anyway. The International Association of Firefighters Local Union, too.
Okay.
This could be their last episode with us. We'll take a little break.
Okay.
We're not funny enough right now.
They became so popular that they can't handle any more attention from us.
Very true. My name's Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour.
Yep.
Hi, firefighters. No offense. And to the left of me is the greatest person in the world,
What's
Mr.
Up?
Billy Houlihan.
Hello.
My twin brother. And to the left of him, Clayton O'Brien, also the greatest person in the world.
Hello, people of all professions.
Clay, we're going right into teeth for tonight's episode, just for a minute.
Who's tooth? Boy.
Bill.
Bill's in tooth hell?
Yeah. It was, dude. It was, I mean, I know Still that everyone is. Probably had a great Thanksgiving, but the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, I was like in agony.
Yeah.
I was like, I had been okay on Monday, okay on Tuesday, then Wednesday was like,
So the candy wasn't going down.
I finally caught up with them.
I haven't had any candy in almost 10. Well, I had a couple fruit roll-ups. That's about how we... And I chewed on the other side of the mouth, so I didn't get, like... This is a back wisdom tooth next to my back molar.
Wisdom tooth.
Yeah. So it's like...
You haven't done enough research yet. When my teeth hurt, I found out what a bicuspid was.
Oh, yeah. You know.
This is not a bicuspid. This
is a
back
molar.
You're
not even educating yourself. You're just going, back tooth hurt, like a caveman. What's wrong? Back tooth hurt. Fruit roll up. Ibuprofen. You know? Amoxicillin.
Smokes.
Cigarette. Ah! The heat from the cigarette burning bad tooth.
That's your caveman?
Yeah, isn't it a weird one?
Heat from cigarette what burning
is that
bad
guy?
Tooth.
Heat from cigarette burning bad tooth.
That's a caveman, something a caveman would say. He wouldn't say cigarette, though. He would go, heat from bag of stick burning mouth.
From heat stick.
From smoke stick hurting mouth. Well, I wonder what the caveman word for smoke was. Can we figure that out?
I wonder who the first person ever to smoke something was.
Yeah,
it's
me
had
too.
To have been a caveman.
Yeah.
They were easily smoking stuff.
Yeah, they were just rolling up whatever.
You had to. You didn't know.
Yeah, you were so stressed out.
You're like, I gotta kill a buffalo today?
Yeah.
Kidding me?
I'm chafing everywhere and now I have to kill a buffalo?
You know, there was one guy who was born in caveman times who was like, looked around and was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
This sucks.
Yeah, it was probably hilarious.
I wish I was born in the year 2000.
The cerebral caveman comic. He's very neurotic and anxious.
He's mad all the time.
He's constantly rolling squares.
Yeah.
So you're going to get it yanked out? What's the deal?
I don't know.
Want me to punch you in the face?
Yeah.
You know, I missed an appointment with my dentist, and I feel really bad about it, and I haven't spoken to them since I missed the appointment.
It's not your girlfriend.
It is when there's money on the line.
Yeah, and they're like...
And you want to avoid dental work, too.
Yeah.
They like, yes.
I avoid dental work like I avoid my girlfriend. You understand?
So yeah, this
fight
is,
with my dentist.
This is gonna be like a nice $3,000.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh, my insurance
only.
It only covers up to $1,600 worth of work. After
you're
that,
out $1,400. Don't worry about it or whatever. $2,400.
So that was Bill's Thanksgiving, Clay. He's been talking about his tooth. I heard a little quip there. You said I didn't have a good Thanksgiving.
No.
What happened?
We had a COVID scare, so we had to cancel all the Thanksgiving plans.
Okay.
We ended up, it's actually really nice. We ended up making pizzas at our house.
Yep.
Just my family.
Yep.
Okay. It was great. And just watched some tube. But no extended family came over, no turkey, none of that.
Okay.
Cokes and, Irish made pizza.
Darn COVID.
Yeah, but all is well.
Yeah. We've had that too.
On to the next holiday.
Yeah.
At least it wasn't Christmas that was postponed.
You know what I did this week was our good friend Dave Murhar, who's been on the show. I had a nice Thanksgiving.
Handsome Dave,
I call
him.
Dave and I have been collaborating on a project for quite a while.
Ooh.
It's Dave's, one of his little babies right now. I can't say what the title of it is or what the premise is, but it was fun to be around that production element again.
Yeah, yeah. You missed it, don't you?
Yeah, big time. I do. And it was nice to be back in it for the day.
You can wander around to some sets.
But in today's production world, like, that's very hard, you know, due to COVID and stuff like that.
Depends on what production company you're dealing with.
Well, that is correct.
We did
there's lots of stuff going on in Van Nuys, I'm told.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they could use you.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. A real walk-on, you mean.
Yep, a real movie set.
A real movie set.
Dad, I'm working on a real movie set out here.
Right.
Everyone's naked.
Right. Dad, you wouldn't believe this movie set. Everybody's nude.
Southern aspiring director.
Southern aspiring naive Hollywood guy. I don't know how I wound up on this set, but Dad, you wouldn't believe it. Everybody's nude.
I don't know how.
And there's a man in a wheelchair named Larry shouting directions at everybody.
I don't know how I wound up at right. UCLA.
I don't know how I wound up at UCLA Dental School and then wound up on this crazy film set.
As a boom mic guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun to be back in the production world again.
Yeah, get after it.
You forget.
Is that why you're wearing a vest?
No. I got, yeah. Is this weird? First of all, listeners, I'm wearing a vest, but it's not like a sweater vest. No.
It looks like it doesn't provide any heat.
It doesn't really. It's, yeah, it is, but it's like, what kind of material do you call this? Gore-Tex or something?
Yeah, that's like
it's like ski jacket.
Standard, yeah, winter.
Ski jacket material. It's nylon, I guess.
Winter satin.
Winter satin, huh? Trying to keep. Now I got to take it off and look at what it is.
But polyester.
It is kind of Marty McFly-ish, but I do like it. You know why I like it?
It's not puffy, though.
It's
flat.
That's exactly why I like it. Right. Because it's a beautiful layer underneath, like, another coat that I have that is rather thin. I like thin layers. I don't like big, thick, puffy stuff.
So it's part of a coat.
I've made it. It's like a makeshift coat. I have a very thin top coat that I wear over this in the winter. So,
sure.
And this is a beautiful little undergarment, you know? It's made by a company called Salomon. Salomon.
Oh, Salaman.
Salaman. Oh. Designed for freedom. Hey, hashtag salad.
Oh, wow.
Designed for freedom. You know it, boy!
You don't need sleeves.
This vest was designed for freedom. I better buy it.
Freedom is good.
Do you know where I got this beautiful vest designed for freedom?
Goodwill.
You'd know it, son.
Yeah. Yes.
This was a beautiful Goodwill purchase. This is Cubs blue.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And
Royals.
I don't know.
Knicks.
Is it Cub blue? It's got a zipper on the chest. Yeah. Couldn't ask for more. You know.
It's got a zipper.
Let me see
chest.
Here. Oh, it was made in Brazil, China, and Mexico.
Oh, three countries. Involved.
Right.
And it's all about freedom.
It's designed for freedom. Made. In Brazil, Mexico, and China.
Three very close to non-that free
also
countries.
Made in Indonesia. Okay.
Little, oh, wow.
So pieces of this coat were made from all over the world.
Unbelievable. Ended up in a Forest Park Goodwill.
Yeah. Some of the material is called Pima Loft. Pima
what
Loft.
Did you guys do for Thanksgiving, huh?
It says, look at this jacket is only for people that are 13 years of age or older. I've never seen that article before.
What? You're wearing a 13-year-old's vest.
Let me see that.
Yeah, my coat's PG-13. Look at this.
You're wearing a 13.
Primarily intended for ages 13 plus. I've never seen that tag on any item of clothing. You know?
That's beautiful.
That wasn't bought at an adult store.
So it's
because there is adult clothing.
If I were you, I'd take that.
And it's all about freedom, and it's been made in four different countries,
right.
But it discriminates against age.
Correct. I would take that, ball weird. It up, and throw it in the garbage.
I still can't figure out Prima Loft.
It's got a lot of tags.
I'll
it's like
tell
a
you
book.
What, it's an oxymoron.
It is like a book. You know, it's like a ski thing. They go there, you put 30 tags on it. It's made all over the world. Everything's going to be complicated in tech.
Is it flammable?
Probably.
Does it say on there? Section 4.
Have you ever seen any clothing that's not flammable?
Page 5.
Yeah, there is flame retardant clothing.
Plenty of firemen wear it.
Sure. I would hope so.
Evil Knievel, too.
Right. Did I have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes,
I did.
Bill.
Yes, it was
did
nice.
Did you have a big plate?
I did have a big plate because my tooth was killing me and I didn't really eat much and I just was like.
Oh, you were just sucking on turkey? And spitting it out?
No.
Sucking on turkey,
spitting it out. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Y'all have a nice Thanksgiving, sucking on turkey? Hanging out? Watching football.
Green bean casserole.
Wearing your vest.
We never have done the green bean casserole at my house. Stuff. Yeah, that was not something I did. My mom does this thing called Waldorf salad.
Yeah.
Never been huge on the Waldorf. No squash this year, though.
No.
I'm strictly stuffings, turkey, heavy, gravy.
The heavy stuff.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Give me a Hawaiian roll, some butter on it.
Hawaiian punch, too.
I'll take a large Hawaiian punch with ice as well.
You know, it was the first time. It was the Hawaiian punch. Sizes. Hashtag Hawaiian punch.
I didn't know you had sizes. Remember, I think it was probably around this time last year where I had the Hawaiian punch shirt on. Remember
that? You got to break that out.
I haven't. Maybe I'll bust it out when I go to the dentist.
What's wrong? My back tooth. You see my shirt?
Who's this joker in the Hawaiian punch shirt? With the dead molar.
The gentleman with the dead molar and the Hawaiian punch shirt, please. Step back. Yeah. You're going to be in chair 7 for the next 6 hours.
Don
Ponzio will see you now.
Yeah,
right.
Does the gentleman in the Hawaiian punch shirt have money?
Yeah. He looks like he does.
Because I believe that shirt was purchased at Walmart.
Anyway, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is the biggest bar night of the year.
Wednesday.
My dad was taping his other show that's part of Hibernian Media, as this one is, out at the Cork and Carry.
Sure.
Said it was hopping.
I'm sure.
This show is presented by the Cork and Carry. It's the finest bar on Western Avenue and in Bridgeport.
Correct.
Join us for more after these.
On the Death Walk of Saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Carry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Carry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by the Cork and Carry and get some. The Cork and Carry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Carry.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste recycling and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
Don't touch that dial. The Hooli's Hooli returns in just a moment.
When your family has suffered a loss, the Sheehy family will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated many years of their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted Street in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. The four provided a personal service that became a foundation for success. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. As a family-owned and operated funeral home, the Sheehys believe the one thing that separates them from the others is the personal service they can provide. The name on their sign outside the funeral home should mean something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. The Sheehy's entire staff consists of individuals who care about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Arrico, and John Sullivan, and all of their other staff take great, great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. The Sheehy's pride themselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family they serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
Yes, everyone gather around. Thanksgiving. Gotta let it play out.
Yeah.
Sure. Do what you want. Hey, you're the one wearing the vest.
I'm gonna take it off in slow-mo as this plays.
You should have nothing on underneath.
Right.
Now we're talking.
When's the turkey being served?
Hi. Hi, I'm insane.
Turn the game up, please.
We were listening to this last night.
Oh, my arms?
Have you ever been once bitten, twice shy?
Yes, I have been doing this. Something pretty huge happened.
What happened?
The high school that I went to.
Yeah, dude.
The football team that I was a part of for 4 years of my life won the Illinois State Championship.
They finally brought one home for the Friars of Fenwick.
Yeah.
So congratulations to that. And
first time in 100 years. School's been around since a long time. 29, I think.
It was a good win for the Catholic League, man. Everybody wanted to see that happen.
Yeah, it was a long time coming.
It was a long time coming. A lot of football history in that school.
Yeah.
A lot of football history.
For sure.
You got Johnny Lattner.
We do.
Tony Lawless.
Me.
Clay. O'Brien. But a very storied program and fun to see them win their first state title.
Yes.
And
it was a beautiful thing.
It was a beautiful thing. And it made me think back to my high school football days. I got real high school football nerdy again.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years. It might be because I'm getting close to 40 and I want to relive those days. That's like part of a midlife crisis thing that people go through.
Yeah. The ectomorphing.
That white, dumb American men go through. You know? You ectomorph and you start thinking about high school football again.
Yeah.
You hit the gym.
And your Uncle Rico.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You know, everybody's got a little Uncle Rico in them.
Oh, yeah.
If they played sports, you know? Yeah. I was in the aisle today at a Target with my son Mike. I got him a new NECA figure. Hashtag NECA. It works for these toy guys on YouTube. It should be working for me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Give them a shout out. But I got him Alien, the Alien toy.
Yeah, right.
And while I was there, and we looked around, and Mikey's like, what about this guy? Like, he knows all the horror guys' names. And I'm like, that's Ash from Evil Dead. You know, and I'm like, you've never seen Evil Dead. And you know who that is? And he's like, yep. He's like, can I get that guy? And it's like a guy with a chainsaw and a head in his hand. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, these are not for children. What do I, but I'm just like, all right, you're into this.
Let's
ride it out. There's worse things, you know. Maybe you'll become Wes Craven, you know, something like that. But he also is showing a big, interest in sports all of a sudden, you know.
You should have had him watch the game.
And I didn't push sports on him. Now it's starting to just kind of evolve, you know. And that's something that I'm into, so I'd like to share that with him. But I'm getting back to the Uncle Rico.
Yeah.
I'm in the aisle with him. We hit the sports aisle after we pick out he got an alien. He got the original alien
figurine. Classic. The disgusting, you know, alien.
The one that kills Goldblum. Oh, no, that's the fly.
Yeah, that's
the next. Do they have the fly?
Billy, you're getting your 80s films mixed up.
Yeah. Sigourney Weaver.
Yes, that alien. Ridley Scott.
All right, right.
Who's the chick in the fly?
I do not know again. Gina Davis.
Oh, Gina Davis. Yeah. Okay.
Baby Gina.
Don't hijack my story with Gina Davis and Goldblum.
Who's hotter, Gina Davis in the fly or Sigourney Weaver in Alien?
Listen, don't hijack his story that he hijacked my Fenwick championship.
Yeah,
story.
Okay.
I did. Right, we're going to get back to Fenwick.
Keep the hijacking going.
I had the Uncle Rico moment. We got an hour to burn here, people. I had the Uncle Rico moment in the aisle, and Mikey goes, look at this. And he turns it around, and it's a Wilson, it's a the Duke, the football.
Yeah.
You know, the NFL style football?
Sure.
Except, and it's leather, except it's all gold. The entire ball is gold.
And your eyes lit up?
I was like, it's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Did you buy one?
I touched it and caressed it, and Mikey was like, throw it to me.
Was it
you know?
Slippery?
So Mikey and I are throwing a gold football in the aisle at Target for like a good 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, look at this. Some guys were walking by, they're like, a gold football. They're like, dude, that's awesome. You know, like people are like, oh, you're upvoting us while we're sitting there playing catch.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where the Uncle Rico and me comes back. And I had been watching high school football the weekend before. Mikey was, you know, over at Bill's. We've been spending a lot of time at Bill's place.
At Uncle Bill's.
At Uncle Billy's pad. And Mikey was there, and we were watching the games, and, you know. So he's into it. So congratulations.
Thank you. How many do you guys have, like 50?
Mount Carmel High School? I don't know.
I think it's up to like 16 or something like that. No.
No, it's not that many. I think it's like 10.
They won in 80. They won in 88, 89, 90, 91. Then we won it in 96.
No one's counting.
And then they won it in 98, 99.
15,
14.
14.
14. Right. Thank you, Mike Sarkowski. Yeah.
14 times you've won it. We've won it once.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
It only matters in the... It only matters in the year that is existing.
That's
and
right.
For this year...
Yeah, that's existing.
Right. Don't downplay that state title. State titles only matter in the year that they exist in, and we're in that year.
Yes, that's true.
So they're the only state championships winners.
We never got close.
This time.
Yes, you did. 96.
We got close, but.
And they got close a couple years ago where they were in the state semifinal, and they got robbed against Plainfield.
Yeah.
Come on, I know more about Fenwick football than you do, Clay. That's good. What's going on here?
Yeah, I've been busy raising children.
Mike has a cigarette invented in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a Mexican caveman?
Mexican caveman, a little chorizo, a little cigarette?
Cigarette, chorizo, Mexican caveman? You know what I'm talking about, friend?
No, I don't. We were talking football.
What year was the cigarette invented? Let's get that out quick.
Chorizo, cigarette,
well, hold on. Since we're talking about sports.
Golden football?
We were going to talk about sports. And we had this. I had the song.
Did you buy the golden football?
No.
Why?
You left it there for others to enjoy.
Well, I went and got a garbage can.
Oh, that's more important.
That's what my intention was, to go to Target today. I got to get a new garbage can.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I got a nice one, a steel one.
Oh, yeah, those are nice.
Where you step on it and the lid goes up.
Yeah, those don't work that well after a while.
It'll break, but it was, but it looks nice, you know?
Yeah.
The aesthetic.
Did you name it?
Not yet. Maybe I should name my garbage can.
The ninth century is when the...
oh, wow.
When it was invented.
When the square was invented?
When the square was invented.
If you had a YouTube channel called The History of Cigarettes and you were just a guy who smoked and talked about cigarettes...
You'd be a billionaire.
You'd be a billionaire.
Trillionaire. Well, maybe we're onto something.
$1 trillion.
Yeah. All you do is you have other celebrities come on and smoke on your show.
First the history YouTube star of,
like,
to
instead
hit a trillion
instead of
views.
Drinking or having coffee, we smoke. You just smoke cigarettes.
I think there is a guy that does that.
No way.
Yeah, he like reviews cigarettes.
Well, I don't want to review cigarettes. I just want to have.
He's
I just
like
want to smoke.
Down like a.
I had a Marlboro Smooth.
Why are we on cigarettes?
I think it was.
Yeah, we were talking football. We were talking high school football, and it goes back to cigarettes and teeth again.
Hold on, I got
every
give,
show.
I got to give a shout out. All right.
Yeah.
To Scott Thies, the athletic
director.
Yeah, Scotty boy. Congrats.
Turn that program around.
Yes, he
really did.
Got rid of people like me and put in real athletes.
Yeah, I was really happy.
State title.
I was happy to see Scott get one.
Yeah.
And be the only guy, the only AD who's ever gotten one.
He's going to walk around all the ring now.
He is.
Very nice.
Be wearing a Fenwick tuxedo.
But I was,
over the place.
Bill and I were so jazzed for watching the high school football that we threw on All the Right Moves.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Of course.
And
unreal.
We were like, dude,
First of all, Stefan Georgievich.
Yeah, Stefan Georgievich. It's high school football season. We just had Thanksgiving. We're coming up on one of the biggest weekends in college football.
Yeah.
Fenwick just won a state title.
Yeah.
We're bringing it in. This is dedicated to the boys of Fenwick because
the Friars.
They did have all the right moves.
That's right.
We'll be back. Congratulations, Fenwick.
Yeah. Yeah, go get them, boys. Next year, repeat.
Repeat, and you got to play this song in the locker room before every game. Throw all the hardcore AC/DC stuff out the window. Just play the soundtrack.
And who was the shout out we were going to give out these people credit for this song?
Oh, it was Jennifer Warrens and Christopher Thompson sing that song.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure you'll be able to find that. It's probably out of print, but it is available at my disposal.
There's a tape of it, actually, in Peter North's couch.
There is. But we don't want to go in there again.
Supposedly he had all the right moves.
There's a Twizzler, that, and a couple other things.
Good yeah. Lord.
A pencil.
A golden football.
That's on the mantle.
And there's some other golden things, too.
Why do adult film actors cigarettes, candy, and hair restoration dominate this show?
And teeth repair.
And teeth.
Because
that's
things,
what we that revolves around our lives.
That's
sometimes.
what men over 40 are thinking about.
Yeah, for the most part.
That's what the world has come to.
Porn teeth. You know,
I can't concentrate at work. I got my teeth, my hair. Adult film actors, Tom Cruise movies, you know,
cigarettes.
My football career.
My old football career from high school. My head is swirling, boss. Swirling. It's very hard to concentrate these days.
Yeah.
We're just inundated with too much content. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Content overload.
Exciting times. Exciting times.
What do you got planned for Christmas? Bill and I are supposed to, well, we are going to New York
next
Friday.
Are you ringing a bell?
Am I going to ring
Remember
a bell?
Remember you ring the bell of the year, that one year?
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah. You were a Salvation Bell ringer last year. Are you bringing it back?
We're going to see if I'm bringing it back. I'm kind of waiting on it.
Make it sexy.
Yeah, I could. I don't know. If I do it, I'm probably only going to do it again. I always make it sexy.
You seen that sexy bell ringer? Whoa.
Got a guy in the vest?
I like those boots. You get those for the winter? No, I got them to ring the bell in.
We're Daisy
I
want
to look sexy.
Daisy Dukes, some new boots.
I should call the Salvation Army and go, is it against the rules if I look sexy?
Well,
I
ring the bell. Sexy as hell out
Is
there.
It against the rules if I wear a jacket that I purchased at the Goodwill while I ring the bell?
No.
No, yeah. That's a competition, though.
Sexy bell ringers.
Calling off. Cinemax.
Right. Yes. A story of charity.
What are you doing New Year's Eve, Billy?
Oh.
New Year's Eve. I'm bartending.
Oh, here we go.
Big money night for Billy.
I'm bartending with him.
Yeah.
Where are you guys?
We're doing a wedding.
Shirtless twin bartenders?
Shirtless twin bartenders with beards and stringy hair.
Yeah.
Get ready for sexy time.
You should write sexy on your chest and Bill can write time on his.
I like it.
Sexy time.
Yeah, a little throwback. Thank
sure.
you, Mark.
Well, yeah, you guys never did that.
That was when we had to twirl the bow tie.
Yeah, that's right.
That's twirling the bow tie.
These are all things that you have to do.
They are.
At some point in your life, son, you're going to have to twirl the bow tie.
Listen to the stern professor. These are all things you're going to have to do.
We got to win this game tonight. Because there's going to be times in your life where you're going to twirl the bow tie. Where you're going to smoke that cigarette. Where you're going to make that bad choice.
Bill, if you
but
were,
not today.
If Bill was a coach, he'd hand out a cigarette like minutes before each game.
Sure, get it out of your system.
To every player. Pass the lighter around, boys. We're getting out in the field in a minute here.
Two puff policy for everybody. Then let's go bang some heads.
Let's go beat the Bears.
Let's go beat the Bears.
The Bears suck.
They do right
oh
now.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, it's so
the
painful.
Bulls are on fire.
They are, and I've been tuned out on the Bulls. I go in and out with the Bulls.
The Bulls beat the Knicks tonight by 2 points.
Nice.
Take that, Spike Lee, you jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
Get off the court, you little rat.
Uh-oh.
Oh, angry. Angry fan.
Nah, I'm sick of him.
Yeah.
Starting now.
I'm going to be at, we're going to be at MSG next Friday night. Next
we
Saturday
are.
Night. I'll be
yeah,
at the
we're
Garden.
Going to see Nico Ali Walsh fighting.
Yeah.
Wow, the tradition continues.
Absolutely. He's on the Lomachenko Comey fight.
Yeah, that's
from that's a big middleweight fight. That's a big lightweight fight.
It's a worldwide right? audience.
Teofimo lost the lightweight title the other day. Mm. So the whole thing is up for grabs, and whoever won this fight was going to fight him. But we're going to see Nico Ali Walsh, who is the grandson of Muhammad Ali.
Are you staying at the plaza?
We're staying at the famous Fitzpatrick Hotel.
Ooh, we are.
An Irish hotel.
Yeah,
absolutely. Good friends of Hibernian Media, the Fitzpatrick
You should somehow
family.
Track down a 1985 Lincoln Town Car limo to drive you to MSG.
Isn't that what Paul Castellano was shot in?
His was just a regular car.
Okay.
But also wear fur coats.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
And you did tell me I had to look for Gotti's dentist while I was there.
You should, to get that molar taken out.
Actually, if you're going to roll up to a boxing fight,
right,
you do it like that.
You do.
You do. You rent an old limo from the 80s, and two twin
like
brothers.
A giant black Cadillac.
Bill limo. And I are two white twin Irish brothers. We get out with fur coats.
Sunglasses, gold chains.
And Irish caps on with Nico Ali Walsh shirts.
Yeah. People won't know what's going on.
Yeah, we'd be like, those are the guys from the Hoolies Hoolie.
Yeah, start handing out flyers.
Who are they? Who could they be? What do they do? What do they talk about? Well, they talk about cigarettes, adult film actors.
Start passing as soon as you're walking to the
teeth. They like 80s movies. They like talking about candy, children's candy. It's quite a ride, the show. You ought to tune in. Look at them. They're here because they're friends with Nico Ali Walsh,
the grandson of Muhammad Ali.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we are going out there because I do work with Mike Joyce, who is Nico's manager.
Yeah.
And uncle.
This is huge.
Right? Yeah. We're pumped. We got Nico's on Cameo right now. We got him booked up on Cameo.
Nice.
Shout out to the people at Cameo and Pat Schiller. Good dude.
Yep.
He helped make this happen for us. And yeah, and here's the best part.
Are you going to be in the ring after when he wins?
I don't think so. No.
Holding a bouquet of roses?
If they invite me into the... If Mike Joyce lets me come into the ring after he wins and stand in the back, I would be thrilled.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, it would be, but I don't think I deserve
you
that.
You and Andre the Giant.
Dude, even better. Right?
You What's will be he doing the here? Ghost of Andre the Giant.
The ghost of Andre the Giant. Right. Hey, Mike, I got a great promotional thing. When Nico wins the fight, it's going to be me and the ghost of Andre the Giant in the corner. We're both going to have Nico shirts on.
A hologram of Andre?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. People would be so confused. People
Love
start
Andre.
To throw up to be so confused.
Well, one of the things is that I've been helping out with the Nico Ali Walsh camp is find them some endorsements, some sponsors, right, from a business development perspective.
Sure.
So I hustle that, and I've made connections doing that with the Chicagoland Sports Hall of Fame in the past.
Yep.
I have a good amount of people that I've met that I really like working with in that industry. So it's nice to start networking that, and Mike Joyce gave me this opportunity to help him and Nico out. But we've partnered with St. Baldrick's.
Sure. All right.
Nico started his career boxing at amateur St. Baldrick's fundraisers for childhood cancer and research, mm-hmm. right? Many people have seen these rallies where all the kids shave their heads in a gym for St. Baldrick's. Yep. It's a great organization,
sure.
right? It's one that's close to Nico's heart, right? And his grandfather was also big into charity, right? And giving back to the community. And so Nico wanted to do this, and we were like, oh, do you want to get on Cameo? He was like, yeah, I'll do it, but I want to take all the money and put it to St. Baldrick's.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, if anybody wants an inspirational video from Nico Ali Walsh, they can go to Cameo and get one. And the money goes to St. Baldrick's right away. $40, you know?
Beautiful.
He'll send you a greeting card for Christmas and wish you good luck in your fight. So
anybody
who's got a family
too.
Member that's in a fight like that right now, do yourself a kind, and Nico will help you out and give you some words of motivation and know that on December 11th he's fighting for you. You know?
December 11th, that's coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So tune in. It's on ESPN. The fight's going to be on ESPN right after the Heisman Trophy celebration.
What are you going to eat?
Ooh, I don't know.
Big slice of pizza, Ray's original.
Big steak. Slices out.
I'll tell
there.
You what I'm kind of excited about. Flavor Flav's going to be there.
Yep.
Because Flavor Flav grew. Nico Walsh grew up, they were neighbors with Flavor Flav in Henderson, Nevada, where they grew up.
Sure.
And. They live in pretty, you know, Henderson's nice, but it's not, you know, uppity,
it's not
uppity.
Beverly Hills.
No.
Yeah.
But they've known Flavor Flav for like 30 years. He's been one of their neighbors. And mm-hmm. He's pretty close to them. And Nico's known him since he was a little kid.
Is he walking him out?
Goes to all the fights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
He actually is like his godson, I believe. Pretty wild, right?
Yeah. So you might meet Flavor.
I might meet Flavor. And I'm going to ask him about Lerner and Rowe.
See what he says.
Like, what are they paying? He'd probably be like, man, I'll tell you straight up, you know?
They give me 50 G's for that.
I don't know. Mike Joyce says, Mike Joyce is like, you like Flav, he's a good guy, real good guy, you know? Like, this is surreal.
It's going to be awesome.
It is going to be awesome.
For an experience. Hopefully you get a little light snowfall as you're getting out of the limo with your fur coat.
Oh, man.
Your rope chain.
That's a good PR stunt, though. The Houlihan brothers show up in fur coats.
Hire paparazzi.
Right. I'm just going to hire a guy to follow me around with a camera to make everybody at the event think we're somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
Until you walk in and go up to your fifth row.
Nosebleeds.
Upper deck. Yeah.
No, you act like that's where you're supposed to be. You know? You don't make it look bad at all.
We're section 670.
Right.
Right.
We're
have
in
a nice
section.
Evening.
No, you don't even say
Walk
it.
Walk me up.
You have your guy say it. The Houlihan brothers are in section 670.
Walk them up, please.
No, walk them up, please. Move your popcorn, please.
In New York, they're like, they can walk themselves up.
Right. I don't know. We got to hire somebody from
Radiohead.
Patty wants fans.
Oh, yeah, we should. We got to hire somebody. Tom York can come and help us out.
He wants.
Clay, you drop Radiohead just because you want to play a Radiohead
correct.
Song.
We need fanboys is what we need.
You need the Trubisky boys.
We need, you know, fanboy, 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 fanboy. Somebody singing fanboy while, you know.
Oh, I guess your boys got booed off stage, the Island Boys, at their first concert.
Oh,
they deserve
did they?
To be.
Yeah, it was horrible.
What kind of talent have they exhibited other than
whatever talent they had way less when they went on stage.
Hell yeah, because when you get put on the public, you know, and you know when it's live, boys,
they ran out of ideas pretty quick.
Yeah, you're just a TikTok star. You ain't got it for an hour and a half live, yeah. Do you, boys?
When you can't edit it, huh? Huh? Yeah. you son of a gun?
Try doing my show. What I do here?
Yeah, this is live.
You can't rehearse this.
You can't do nothing.
Never.
Well, anyway.
Radiohead.
Let's do it.
It's off of Kid A.
Yeah.
What song are we listening to?
It's called The National Anthem.
Chicago Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly neighborhood institution at 99th and Western, as well as in South Suburban Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. Fox's is owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose parents, Frank and Therese, bought the Western Avenue location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. The Fox family opened the doors to their Orland Park location in 1973 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. Chicagoans will recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, where great times have been celebrated for generations. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner. Whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza, it's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Chicago's Beverly neighborhood at 773-239-3212 or in South Suburban Orland Park at 708-349-2111. Mention this show for a free toothpick.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Hang in there. We're almost ready for some more of the Hoolies Hoolie. Stay tuned.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with the day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers is price competitive and still offers the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all the corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
On the death walk of saloons that decorate Western Avenue, only the Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, the soul of Beverly, sits right on a 50-yard line of Chicago's Southside Irish St. Patrick's Day Parade at 106th and Western. Generations of Southside Irish have quenched their thirst in the Cork, snuggling up to memories of family, faith, and fierce loyalty to friends. It's the jewel of this neighborhood where we celebrated weddings, christenings, wakes, and unforgettable victories. Proprietors Bill Guidy and Mike Fitzpatrick, now celebrating 20 years in business, welcome you home for a cold brew, to share a good story, or help you throw one hell of a party. With over 20 beers on tap and a full bar for your pleasure, this is the spot you can sink a root and get your Irish on. Cork has plenty of seating, from our private event rooms to our 300-person beer garden. Our interior space brings you back to the homeland of Ireland with our vintage photos and authentic Irish decor and Chicago memories of the good old days. So say hello to a stranger, make a new friend, fall in love, or just enjoy the company of people you forgot you knew. The Cork and Kerry continues the Southside tradition parents and grandparents brought here from the old country. Come on by to Cork and Kerry and get some. The Cork and Kerry Irish Pub, 10614 Southwestern Avenue, for private parties, just pals hanging out, or intimate cocktail rendezvous. Come on home to the south side of Chicago at the Cork and Kerry.
Clay, it's the Christmas season. Bill, it's the Christmas season.
Yes, Patty.
I've been in a few stores recently.
Oh, yeah?
And I didn't do much of this And I didn't do much of this last year because of the pandemic, but I've loosened up a little bit.
What kind of stores?
Walmart, you know, Targets, yeah, those pretty much, you know. But I haven't gone there for like buying Christmas stuff. It's more like home goods kind of stuff. You know, I got a garbage can. I'm looking for some towels. I bought some hot towels at Walmart.
I'm sorry?
Towels.
Hot towels?
No, just towels.
No, you said hot towels.
I did?
Yeah.
Well, they
you
are
said
kinda...
I bought some hot towels.
Yeah, like they were stolen.
No, like they got like lightning bolts on them.
Well, that would be cool. That would make them cool.
Pictures
towels.
Of Jerry Rice on them.
Right. Do you have any towels with Jerry Rice catching a touchdown on them? At Walmart, sir?
Now, these are hot.
These are hot. I bought some towels at Walmart. Yeah, they were $4. Can't beat that.
You try them out?
Yeah, they're like hotel quality.
Oh, nice.
You know, that's the quality they call those.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Jimmy, can you go over to aisle 6 and move the hotel quality towels, please?
You should just steal the towels from New York.
Ooh, I've done that in the past. You ever steal a towel from a hotel room?
Thousands.
Have you?
Yeah. Robes, towels, TVs.
You're supposed to get penalized for that, stealing towels.
Robes, towels, ashtrays, Bibles, TVs. It's all for the taking.
Wow.
Drywall. Sections of drywall.
Pick it all up. Put it away.
Outlet covers.
Kids, we paid for this. Yeah. You're all about the guy who gets a hotel room and goes, hey, I paid for this.
I'm taking the ceiling fan.
Take it all. Pick it up.
Send maintenance up done due to ceiling fan I'm taking.
Right. It's a beautiful spot, but I did pay for it. It's mine.
It's going to look nice in my house.
Right. But I've been doing some shopping. And for the first, I was at Walmart the other day.
Yeah, beautiful store.
This never had. I didn't feel safe walking around.
Why?
It was because it was chaos. That's why. And I was like,
when did you go on? Black whatever day?
It was the day after. Yeah, it was. It was Black Friday.
Well, there's your mistake.
Oh, yeah.
But there was an edge to it that I wasn't used to, you know, where like people were
like some you get stabbed in an aisle.
Yep, exactly. Like, don't touch that. I'm looking at that. That's mine. You know,
that's my TV.
That's my Jerry Rice towel. I'll stab you in the throat for it because it's hot.
Can you Google and see if Jerry Rice has a towel?
Of course. But the number 80 on it, the San Francisco logo. Come on.
I want pictures.
But you want a Raiders Rice towel or you want a Frisco Rice?
Oh, Frisco, baby.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Patty's Walmart fears.
Yeah, I did have Walmart fears, and I was like, man, am I going to get jumped in here?
There's a lot of crazy ass people out there.
I got to get out, and then I'm like, I'm alone, you know? I'm like, well, there you go, Clay, there is a Jerry Rice towel.
Yeah, there's thousands of them, actually.
If you're looking for a Christmas gift, get
$14.
To get Clay, you could send it here to the radio studio.
If anyone wants to give me a Jerry Rice hand towel.
What are those going for?
Google it, and then purchase it.
$14. $14, that ain't bad.
It's not bad at all. I don't want a picture of him with his butt in my face, though.
Anyway, first time
I'll take a Bo Jackson towel if anybody else is in the market, too.
Why did I bring up towels? Why?
Did you see anything go down? Any tackling in Walmart? Any Dorito fights?
No, but I was in the TV aisle, and that was the aisle that I felt most kind of hostile
in. You know,
in.
If it goes down, you could always crack open a bag of Doritos and start whipping them like Chinese stars at people.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. In any case of life, hashtag Doritos.
Yeah, they got a Bo Jackson towel, too.
They do.
So thanks, Mike. Doritos, you'd need a lot of weight on those Doritos for it to feel like Chinese stars, so you'd need a lot of blue crystals.
No, you need velocity.
Wait, what are we writing Doritos commercials for the Super Bowl now?
No.
Always. I had some blue crystals last night. They were
just
excellent.
The crystals?
No, there was some tortilla on it.
A nice line of crystals for Billy?
I hadn't had a Cool Ranch Dorito probably in 6 weeks.
It's a delight, isn't it?
When you go on a hiatus, they're quite special.
How'd your tooth feel about it?
Went on the other side of the mouth.
Oh.
Doritos. I was looking at TVs in the aisle at Walmart, and that was where I felt most threatened, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, you go,
get back!
No, just my neurosis.
Everybody step back, like he's a security guard.
Right. Step back, please. I'm looking. I'm not buying yet.
Step back for the Magnavox.
Right. They don't make Magnavox anymore, do they?
Nah.
What happened to... I pine for the old TV days. I don't know what happened to Magnavox.
Where's the Zeniths?
Where are the Zeniths and Magnavoxes?
RCA.
I don't know any of the new brands.
RCA, right?
Sure. But I'm looking to get a new TV. I'm getting a big boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at 70 inchers.
Ooh.
Maybe a 75-er.
Make those Vivid videos come in real nice.
Any kind of Vivid. Well, they make any video Vivid. The screens are nice. The pictures are good.
Yeah.
You know?
Life-like.
That's the TV sales. But
it should be.
What's the picture like on this Vivid? Leave me alone. Let me go back to my show. You know,
I'll be in the back rolling prehistoric cigarettes.
Well, that's the only
from the 9th century.
You ever go into an electronic store and someone's just the guy working there's watching the movie? You know, and you're can you help me out? Yeah, I like this part. Quiet. This is when Eddie Murphy.
I don't go into electronic stores really.
Well, I did because I'm in the market for.
Do you go to Apt? Do you bring a
Apt?
Yeah, I don't.
ABT. I think it's just ABT. They don't call it Apt.
America's Best Technologies.
Is that what it stands for?
No, I have not been to that place.
Anyway,
it's electronics.
The one thing that occurred to me, one thing that occurred to me about when I was looking at the TVs and I started asking questions, right? Like, how many inches across is this TV? I know it's 75
inches. You measure
it
on a diagonal.
Well, that's, you measure that up, but I'm thinking about, it's going to go in between two bookcases, right? Oh. So I'm thinking how many inches to just make it perfectly flush.
You
got to
talk inches with them.
Right. And so I tried talking inches with the guy at Walmart. Big mistake.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Well, he didn't know if I was being sexual or not.
Oh.
You know? Hey, how many inches? You know? Say what, sir? How many inches? The TV. How many inches?
You must get asked that all the time.
Right. What occurred to me was that I feel like people are watching me. The more interested you get in a TV, like, okay, this guy's in the market for $1,000 TV.
Like, is he going to pull the trigger?
Well, even if he doesn't buy it, he's got a car salesman.
Even
if he doesn't buy it, he's got $1,000 in his pocket.
It's car salesman.
Let's mug him as we walk out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's what you're thinking?
I feel like you're being cased a little bit by the other people on Black
Friday.
You're
paranoid.
I was real paranoid. I was like, I got to get out of here.
You got to take a bath next time before you go.
Right. What's wrong, sir? I'm getting squirrely. I got to get home and take a bath. Too much TV talk.
You guys saw Jerry Rice towels?
Too many squirrely eyes on me.
Right. I came in for a Jerry Rice towel.
I feel like I'm going to get mugged.
Right.
Why do you have that feeling? I'm not sure. I may have.
We started talking inches and I got all squirrely.
That's right.
I smoked a cigarette from the 9th century in my car.
All right. Made me feel weird.
We're at the end. If you've enjoyed this hour, you can go and find archives of the show if you go to hibernianradio.org.
Yes. Yeah. First week of December, so we got lots of Christmas talk coming up, guys.
Lots of more silliness, lots of more Christmas talk, sure. And maybe I will do the Salvation Army thing this year now that you call me out, Clay. I might go back and be a bell ringer. You never know. I want to thank our sponsors again. Also, you can go and find this on iTunes and iHeartRadio and all over the place. Hooli's Hooli, H-O-O-L-E-Y.
Yeah.
H-O-U-L-I, Pastor, yes, H-O-O-L-E-Y.
Yeah, remember it.
Remember it, ingrain it in your head. That's right. Cork and Carry Irish Pub, thank you.
Yeah.
Flood Brothers Disposal.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
The best.
Fox's Beverly Pizza.
Delicious.
Thank you. Guinness Irish Stout, thank you too.
Frothy.
We're going to go out. Mike looks like he's got something queued up for us. Sharp Around.
Sharp Around.
Sharp.
Sharp.
Sharp TVs are around.
They sure are.
They used to be. But you better shop around. That's what I think. See you next week. Better shop around.